Good evening, Belfast. You're listening to Live and Local, WBFY's program of music created and recorded in Waldo County. My name is Vic Treadwell. I do this show every Sunday from 6 to 8. Tonight we've got a special guest, the trio Sugarbush. They have a new album about to come out, and they're going to spin some of it and tell us about it. Let's start by going around the rooms.
I'm Amy.
Hi, I'm Camille.
Hey, it's Becca Biggs. I play the banjo.
Okay. That's good. That lets me get the levels on those mics. That one's pretty sensitive. All right. So, you've got a new album. I haven't even seen the cover of it or anything, but what's it called?
It's called Matriarch.
Oh, that's right. I did see that. And how appropriate.
Yes.
So you just finished cutting it. I think I ran into you when you were listening to final releases back at All Roads.
Yeah.
Then.
Yep.
Where was the album made?
We recorded the album at the Halo Studio just outside of Portland.
Oh.
Yep. And Jonathan Wyman produced and engineered the album.
We just accidentally had the first cut running behind us there for a second.
Oh, okay. Sneak preview.
Sneak preview, yes. So this hour we're going to be listening to a number of cuts from the album. We're going to get a couple of live plays in here a little bit later on. Let's see. On this album, I'm used to hearing you as a trio because I've heard you several different places over time. But you've got a much bigger band on this one.
Yeah, not too much bigger, but a little bigger. For the recording, we have drums. We have Samuel Yodick is playing drums. We have Megan Martell on the violin and our bass player.
Stu Mahan on bass.
Well, very good. Do you want to start listening to some cuts from this?
Yeah, sure.
First up, we've got Raisin' a Man. Anything you want to say about that? We're not talking about dried grapes here, like raising a man.
No. Raising a man.
Raising a man.
Written by Amy Green.
Yeah. Two of us here are raising men, so we're moms of boys, and Becca's got a little girl, so it's definitely inspired by the challenge of raising a boy in the current, patriarchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yep. Well, very good. Here comes the first cut from Matriarch by Sugarbush.
Reconcile to all the men and maids. Thank you.
right, you're listening to Live and Local. In the studio with me here is Sugar Bush. The song we just heard was You Don't Seem to Care.
Yeah, so this is Camille. I wrote that song kind of based around some personal experiences and sort of as it relates to, you know, the bigger picture, what people are going through, or a lot of the women I know going through.
Yeah. And you write your music mostly on your ukulele, right?
I do, yeah. So I play cello in our band. For writing purposes, I learned how to play the ukulele a little while back and sort of picked it up again a couple years ago, just getting the hankering to write songs. And it's kind of a funny thing that happens when I bring the ukulele song in and we kind of transition into what our instruments do together.
Yeah.
It's a fun process.
When she rolls into band practice with a ukulele, she's got a new song.
And this song actually went through the most transformation of any of them when we actually got into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
It started with less parts, and, you know, it's fun to layer more on.
Mm-hmm.
We were just giggling while the last song was playing, remembering some executive decisions that we made about harmonies, like, seconds before going into the studio.
Yeah,
literally.
Camille heard them from the isolation room.
For the first time. Nobody could hear me, but I was just dancing and jumping and cheering. I was like, perfect.
The ukulele is also great because you can ride in the car and work on a song without poking the person in the other seat.
We've also
ear,
done that, yeah.
You know, with a banjo or a guitar.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you gotta put the banjo in the back. I remember a day going down Main Street in Camden with Becca playing banjo in the back.
Trying to warm up. I think we've done that a couple times.
It's tradition.
Yep.
Okay, what's next is Down Below. Let's just go ahead and roll that one.
Let's do it.
Take right. This is Live and Local, and it's a special edition with Sugar Bush. Those of you who happen to have your ears on around Belfast, you're hearing the world premiere of this music.
The official release date is the 21st.
And you're having an event?
That's coming right up.
Yes, we are having an event. We're having it on the next Friday, so June 22nd at Three Tides. We're going to go on at 9.
Ah, excellent. Yeah. We're honored here at WBFY that you brought it in to spin for us as a worldwide first premiere. So tell us a little bit about that song.
Okay, I wrote that song. This is Becca speaking. It's called Down Below. And it's just about, you know, when you're having those dark times or you're thinking about some, you know, hard memories. And it's just about getting yourself unstuck and feeling better.
It was so fun to have our, for the album, drummer Sam Yodick add the drums. He really convinced us of the list of potential songs to go on the album. He really added so much life into that, and we appreciate it. Right now it rocks.
Yeah. Okay, we're ready to go on to the next one?
Yep.
She brings me
You're listening to Live and Local. We're hearing the new album by Sugarbush. That song was called Heroin. And now we're going to hear from them live. Take it away.
Thank you. was the name of that one now?
Broken.
Broken. Uh-huh. You want to play another one live, or should I spin another cut here?
Let's head on over to home.
Program is live and local, and my guests are Sugarbush. That song was Home, and it's from their new album Matriarch, which is premiering right here on these here airwaves. So I understand you've got various appearances and events coming up in relation to this new album. Can you tell me about them?
So we've got you know, kind of a summer full of shows happening. We've got a show we're playing at Port City Blue in Portland the same weekend as our album release party. We'll be back in Belfast playing for the Belfast Co-op annual sort of party thing they got going on. Mm-hmm. August 4th, we're also doing another show in Portland, Portland House of Music, August 10th. We'll be up in Sedgwick at Strong Brewing on August 11th. We're also part of the Agrarian Acts put on by Maine Farmland Trust in Jefferson at the Fiore Center there later in August. And we're also hitting up the Common Ground Fair.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Hey, and once again, when's the album launch event here in Belfast?
It's June 22nd, and it's at Three Tides. So it'll be party and show.
Very good. And yeah. I understand you're going to be the featured folks on our big sister station, WERU.
We are. Dennis asked us to do the week of July 9th, so it'll be just played for that week as the featured artist, and then we're going to do a live interview with him on that Friday. I believe it's Friday the 13th.
Perfect. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, can you tell me more about some of these making some of these cuts? And we just heard "Home."
Oh yeah, we had a blast. That was a song that I wrote, and I think first about the experience of having Megan Martell in to get some violin on these tracks. That was a new experience for us. We actually just met. She's a wizard. Figured it all out in like 3 hours. She laid all that down, so she's brilliant. So we had so much fun making these tracks and the album art and everything that went into this. It's really our first full-on studio album. We did a couple years ago do a live studio acoustic recording, so just the three of us, 14 tracks. One evening, what
audience.
We played was what you got.
Yeah, mm-hmm. With an audience.
And, yeah, with an audience.
Of all Amy's friends and family.
In Western Maine, where I'm from, at the Outlook Studio. And that was a blast, but it really felt like a practice for this, our first real full-on album.
Yeah.
Yeah. About how much time, studio time, did this take? Or how many days or weeks or whatever?
Well, we had about 6 studio days that ranged between, I mean, like 7 to 10 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, each time. So 6 full-on days, and you know, getting to do vocals and decide we didn't like maybe a certain take, and getting to redo, and just really getting to.
Fine-tune.
We called it. He calls it Wyman Boot Camp. Who's the producer of the album, and just sort of, I thought he made that up. Anyway, it was Wyman Boot Camp for sure. And that was a lot of fun to get to sort of pick and choose. And also there are lots of really juicy creative moments of, you know, getting to create different solos and add tambourine and
making stuff up.
Becca got major workouts doing the tambourine in the studio.
My right bicep is huge now. Never played tambourine. Just assumed I could. Like I'm just shaking a circle and no, it's brutal. It's a real skill to be able to play tambourine.
She crushed it though, so that was good.
Well, that's not what I'm saying.
And we also added Amy played mandolin on.
I got
one
to
of
play
the
mandolin on
just
track
out of nowhere.
It was so much fun to just get to put down all these songs that we've worked really hard for a while on, and basically some of them kind of came out of us right after the last album, and so they've been sort of going through different morphing and versions over the last year or two, and get to put down what we're most excited about on each song.
Yeah, and we get to move on to making new music now. We really wanted to get these out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we write songs like it's how we deal with everything. So
the last song, Broken, that was actually, it's not on Matriarch and it's not on Fresh from the Woods. Maybe it'll be on the next album. Mm-hmm. It'll be a single. Mm-hmm. We don't know.
So let's roll on with another one. The next one lined up is Dark Door. Got any
okay, sure. Dark Door, I wrote, I was putting my child to bed. She's about 3 or 4 at the time, and I was trying to just read the book and sneak out, and of course she's just turning and just like doesn't want me to leave, and she said, I don't want you to leave because that dark door is scaring me. And she was talking about the door to her bedroom, and I just I said, Mommy has to leave right now and go write a song. So, good night.
I just wanted to also add that that song came together. We took a break from band practice when I was about 37, 38 weeks pregnant after we had just done our last album. And we were on a break, and suddenly I was 41 weeks pregnant, and I was like, can we have a practice? I still haven't had a baby. And the girls came over, and we had this epic practice, and Dark Door came together, and then my son was born, like, a day later, and Dark Door,
we all decided it was very much of a birthing experience just in the studio.
Yeah, it was.
The hardest
this
one
thing.
To get out, and we were it like, just... that was the head.
Yeah. All right, well, here it is, Dark Door.
Me. I'm Sean.
And I'm Jamie.
We're the Oshima Brothers.
And you're listening to BFY 100.9.
Belfast, Maine.
All right, and we're back with Sugarbush. You were going to tell me about the cover art of this, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Becca is the conceptual artist who put it all together. But it's a crescent moon, and we loved the idea of it when she showed us the mock-up. And then she asked if my grandma, who's a super old lady,
if we could use a picture of her,
could actually be the face in the moon. So it's yeah. artistic when you see it, but it's actually my grandmother, who's the oldest matriarch out of all of us. So it's
out of our three families.
Great moment to be able to go down there, and my cousin took the picture. She's a photographer, so.
That's right, and the album is Matriarch. Mm-hmm. It's coming out very shortly, and
June 21st.
You listeners here for WBFY, you're hearing it spun on the air for the very first time.
Yeah, so speaking of our album coming out, we've got some goodies in store. So June 21st, you can pick up our album online, on iTunes, on Amazon Music, a couple other places as well. If you want, you can also go to sugarbushtheband.com, and we have a pre-order ready to go on there. Just right on the homepage, we've got a pre-order, and you get instant access to three of the tracks if you pre-order now for the digital copy. You can also pre-order a physical CD, and we'll mail those out once our after the release date. You can even order a shirt. We've got our matriarch art on shirts for men and women, and we've also got koozies. So
what's a koozie?
A koozie is that little like rubbery thing that goes around a can.
Oh, okay. I was told
so
those koozies.
A beer can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's regional.
It's gotcha. Yeah, it's
gotcha.
Yeah, so sugarbushtheband.com is our website. You can find us on Instagram as Sugarbush Music. We are just straight Sugarbush on Facebook. So come and find us over there. We're always announcing our new shows and new events, and we're also listed on Bands in Town. So if you go to our website and click on the events section, you can find our Bands in Town, and you can RSVP on there, or you can get tickets if it's not a free show. So yeah, we're all over the internet.
Yeah, thanks to Camille. I'm out
thing.
There hiding in the woods with my pitchfork.
We all have
some super amazing qualities, I think, we each bring to the band.
We do
all musically and in life, and we really nurture the connection, you know, with each other, and just have often check-ins and just like, you know, and just having a good time.
And how long has that connection been around? How long have you folks known each other?
Just over 3 years.
Oh, really?
Over 3 years,
yeah.
We've been a band. I mean, we knew we were a band from the very first time we got in the same room and played music
mm-hmm.
together. And
yeah.
that was when I met Amy.
Yeah,
and
first night Becca and I met.
Yeah, and we shared some songs and we're like, yep, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I guess Camille and Amy knew each other from Western Maine before, though, so Camille really bridged us together, and now me and Amy are neighbors, and we all live close by. And
Waldo County.
Waldo County proud. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
So we've got anything more you need to tell us about? If not, we've got Hypermasculinity queued up here, or one of the others. What would you like to hear?
Well, let's keep Hypermasculinity a secret for now.
Okay. Shh, didn't hear that.
And let's see, we just
our bonus track
cover.
So pick it.
Coy Wolf, Amy's mouthing.
I think Coy Wolf, just because we were talking about adding that tambourine and the mandolin and
oh, great.
Oh yeah,
there's
yeah.
Some
I'd love
one.
To hear that. Okay, all right. Well, you've been listening to Live and Local with Sugarbush. Thanks for tuning in, and we appreciate your support of local music. Remember to wash behind your ears and go out and support your local bands.
That's good.